By the time Sven Forkbeard and Knut the Mighty brought their armies to England, in the final act of this prolonged drama, Ethelred was based in London. And London was the focus of their attention and of the resistance which they encountered. An assemblage of weapons and other implements, found in the 1920s at the north end of London Bridge, and now in the Museum of London, comprises axes, spears, knives, and a grappling iron, judged to date from the late 10th century and to have come from Scandinavia. One could not wish for a more powerful symbol of London's importance at the time of the Danish conquest. King Ethelred died in London on St George's Day, 23rd of April, 1016. The chronicler said of the king, after his reign of 38 years, he had held his kingdom with great toil and difficulties as long as his life lasted. It was the verdict of one who knew the outcome, but who had sympathy and understanding for a king who had laboured long and hard against the odds. When, as visitors, we visit the crypt of St Paul's, we might wish to pay our respects to Admiral Nelson, to the Duke of Wellington, and of course to Sir Christopher Wren. When we move on to the coffee shop, perhaps we should spare a thought for King Ethelred the Unready.
Tonight's essay was presented by Simon Keynes, and our Anglo-Saxon portrait at 10:45 tomorrow night is of Edward the Confessor. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 11 o'clock, time for the first of this week's Late Junctions. Here's Max Reinhardt.
Thank you very much, John. Well, welcome to this week's Late Junctions, when we'll be dipping into the sonic archives of Oxford's Pitt Rivers Museum, savouring new albums from David Grubbs and Richard Dawson, sound art from Peter Cusack, lots of skiffle, well, that of course goes without saying. There'll be encounters with shortwave number stations, interventions from Japanese one-man inventive orchestras, and a multi-instrumentalist, a Japanese multi-instrumentalist who uses over 100 different traditional and non-traditional instruments in his recording, hopefully not all at once. Here's Shugo Tokumaru in a very Zappa-like piece, Papaka.
comme toi. Dans le barreau central, j'ai réclamé à boire dans un tout dernier rang. Mais le patron m'a dit, il faut sortir d'ici. C'est pas de pastis, aïe aïe, pour ceux qui montent au paradis. Je suis mort dans sa chambre, serré contre son corps, comme un dernier mot tendre, j'ai murmuré encore. Mais la belle m'a dit, de gâterie, non, non, pas de délices, aïe, aïe, pour ceux qui montent au paradis. Je suis mort aux balettes, dans les rires et le son, et dans un dernier cri, j'ai réclamé une chanson. Les musiciens m'ont dit, désolé mon ami, il n'y a jamais de bis, aïe aïe, pour ceux qui montent au paradis. Je veux prendre tout mon temps. Tout, 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 tout mon temps. Et mourir au dernier moment. Tout, 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 tout mon temps. Je veux prendre tout mon temps.
By Mossouti et les Jouvents. Clearly, Marseille's answer to the Blues Brothers these days, especially with that little sample of old-time classic Odette, sung by Ralph Stanley. Well, Mossouti et les Jouvents will be appearing on World on 3 on Friday the 3rd of May, starting off at 11 o'clock, of course, with Lopa Kotari, and they'll be live in London the night before, Thursday 2nd of May, at Chili Fried. If you've got gigs going on where you are or gigs you've been to over the weekend that you'd like to tell us about, now's the time. Tweet at BBC Radio 3 or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. And before Mossouti, we heard My Caravan from tenor man Mark Lockhart's musical dream about the music of Duke Ellington. Ellington in anticipation. And we have Finn Peters on alto, Liam Noble piano, James Allsop clarinet, Tom Herbert bass and Seb Rocheford drums. The album Cage, Sonatas and Interludes was re-released last year as part of the Cage Centenary. The late pianist and composer James Tenney masterfully interprets Cage's works for prepared piano. This is Interlude 2. Thank you.
Fountains of affection thou hast opened in each breast, flowing both in one direction to the one that we love best. Reflecting on the water that flowed through time to carry you here. But what peril trials thou must pass through, as each approaching day shall flower. Firstborn son, may grace protect you, scatheless in temptation's hour.
You may have been wondering what shortwave number stations are. Well, there's an example of a broadcast from one. Shortwave number stations appear to exist outside any community. Their origins lie in World War II, when messages to friends overseas needed to be sent with complete anonymity and, indeed, with complete security. GCHQ, the government's monitoring service, are aware of the existence of numbers stations but cannot comment on operational matters, unlike the Connet project, who are so pleased with what they hear that they've released three CDs worth of recordings from the shortwave number stations, and we'll be listening to them throughout this week. And if you wanted to listen to them live, by the way, just get onto shortwave and you'll hear them. Before that, Richard Dawson with a track from his new album, The Glass Trunk, which is a real Northumbrian song painting, if ever there was one. The track was called A Parent's Address to His Firstborn Son on the Day of His Birth. And I thought it was kind of Sacred Heart singing, Tyneside style. Happily, I've just received an album of previously unreleased tracks by Cape Verde's barefoot diva, Cezora Evora, one of the world's great voices. The track's called Nos Cabo Verde, and amongst the choice lyrics, well, here's a translation from Creole. Let's serenade with the sweetness of an E minor chord and the warmth of a G major. There we are. That's something for the songwriters out there.
Nos Cabo Verde, esse país que não planta na medidor e miséria e na harmonia de nossa cultura de barlavento e sotavento um fresca brisa de paz na nos criou não pegar nos violão não seja no serenata e na doçura do mi menor na quintura do sol maior não cantar nos sentimentos que a nos traga maravilha de natureza que espalhou na meia de mar tá unindo nos coração esse sentimento que não tem na peixe esse pensamento que de nós tu já flori esse jardim não rega que escante para cada flor que nascer é Cabo Verde da crescer cano por mim esse mar sereno e cristalino que na pulsar de seja onda tá unindo nos coração cano flui esse mar sereno e cristalino que na pulsar de seja onda tá unindo nos coração. Nos criou, não pega nos viu, não. Não sejam no serenata. Ina dosura do mi menor, na quintura do sol maior, no canta no sentimento da nostra ya. Es maravilha de natureza que espalhada na meia de mar tá unindo nos coração. Esse sentimento que não tem na vida, esse pensamento que de nós tu não te aflori esse jardim. Não rega que escante a cada flor que nascer é um cabo verde da crescer cano por mim. Esse mar sereno e cristalino que na pulsar de seja onda tá unindo nos coração cano por mim. Mar sereno e cristalino que na pulsar de seja onda tá unindo nos coração.
¿Pedirlo o qué?
There they go. Take the ghost train from Los Mochis to Veracruz, coast to coast, Pacific to Atlantic. Ride the rhythm of the rails on board the Ferrocarriles Nacionales de México. That was the start of the journey for sound recordist Chris Watson at Los Mochis. It's from his album El Tren Fantasma, which records the whole journey. If you've got a favourite train journey, we'd like to hear about it. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, particularly if it's got great sonic qualities. Talking of great sonic qualities, from Trinidad, Lord Kitchener came, and he was a giant of calypso. So when the Four Deuce made a calypso record in Bermuda in 1953, it was bound to be a Lord Kitch song. Here it is, Nora.
Yes, I beg you to leave me, Nora. I'm going back to me country. I beg you to leave me, Nora. I'm going back to me country. I'm tired with London. I can't really sleep and beaten and jump jump. I'm really homesick. I feel inside. I got my patches, so I'm going back to Trinidad. So, darling,
Nora,
answer this call.
Nora, Nora.
I beg you to leave Lord Kitchener.
Nora, Nora, Nora.
I wanna go home to see me grandmother.
Nora, Nora, Nora.
Darling, now what's your intention?
Nora, Nora, Nora.
You can fool the Lord, I'm a born Trinidadian. She started a crying when she heard that kid she was leaving. These are the things the lady promised me. A roll rice car, her father property. But I told her, well, darling, money no love doesn't mean anything. I'm really sorry I can't remain. I got to go back to the city of Port of Spain. So I done. Wake up, Mr. Black.
Nora, Nora.
I beg you to leave Lord Kitchener.
Nora, Nora, Nora.
I want to go home to see me grandfather. What's your intention?
Nora, Nora, Nora.
You can fool the Lord, I'm a born Trinidadian. Miss Nora was angry, pick up a knife and threatened to kill me, but she jumped in the collar, step on me feet and bawling for mother, but I told her quietly, darling, my mind is made up already. I got to leave with no deceit. I got to pick her to the upon St. Vincent Street, so darling,
Nora,
women slaughtering.
Nora, Nora.
I beg you to leave Lord Kitchener.
Nora,
I wanna go home to see me grandmother.
Nora, Nora, Nora.
Darling, now what's your intention?
Nora, Nora, Nora.
You can fool the Lord, I'm a born Trinidadian. Well, Nora was clever, she played a trick on the Lord Kitchener. Me clothes in the laundry, she got the tickets in them secretly. But I used my discretion, I rent a suit and went in position. I wiped my hand in size or on the Flying Dutchman to see Nora go. So darling,
Nora,
answer this call.
Nora, Nora.
I beg you to leave Lord Kitchener.
Nora, Nora, Nora.
I wanna go home to see me grandfather.
Nora, Nora, Nora.
Darling, what's your intention?
Nora, Nora, Nora.
You can bet your life I'm a born Calypsoan, yes.
Thank you.
Berlin electronica artist Hanno Leichmann there with Study 3 from his album Minimal Studies. Before that, one-man band and shamanic cult leader of the future, Ishi, brought a typewriter into his one-man band and took it easy tonight, playing only two instruments at once. Title, Folk Dancer Type Light, and there'll be more from his album every night this week. The album's called Memo. A lot of people are tweeting in, which is very nice, and they're saying very nice things. However, no one's talking about train journeys and no one's talking about gigs. So that's what we'd like to hear about at BBC Radio 3. Compliments are nice too, though, it's true. Now, you were all probably wondering when I was going to get an early 70s Senegalese psychedelic album out of my bag here. Well, here's an Afro-jazz, Afro-manding mashup never released as an album. The album? Or Sayone Volume 1 by Diouf Diol de Thies. And the track's called Homage à Cheikhou Oumar Foutiou, and it's a fairly lengthy homage to a 19th century Muslim scholar and Sufi.
Tierno Sernabe Wali al Wali Abe Kodi Adem Aise Iliman Siri Sambali Dembali Mukhtar Moussa Diallo Dédicace Thank you. Moussa Diallo, Burundi Fan.
Beautiful chill piece of early 70s Senegalese psychedelia, sort of a psychedelic ballad maybe. Homage à Cheikou Oumar Fitouyou by Senegal's Diouf Diouf. In a moment, our first piece for this week from Peter Kuzak's Sounds from Dangerous Places. And not all the dangerous places that he records are far away. The piece we're going to hear was recorded at Great Eastern Village in Leicestershire, and you can hear planes taking off from Stansted climbing directly over your head as a listener. But first, here's a recording from 1930 from Memphis, Tennessee, and it turned out to be food for skiffle bands from all over the UK and Europe some 25 years later. It's the Memphis Jug Band, led by singer, guitarist and harmonica player Will Shade.
I take my gal out to dance one night. Yeah. Would have did shimmy, but it didn't see that. Oh, it won't act right. Oh, it won't act right. And what's bother you, lady?
no more.
No.
Have warm, I can't use it no more. Oh,
it won't act right.
Oh,
it won't act right. There was plenty of use it, because it won't act right.
Did I feel it on the ground? Did I feel it on the ground? Did I feel it? The old lady Mo,
yeah.
Bed fell down, I bumped my head on the floor.
It won't act right.
Oh,
it won't act right.
And it was funny, because it won't act right.
Did I feel it?
I had little dog, fine.
I knew it.
I led him to my gal to keep a company.
But it won't act right.
Oh, it won't act right.
And
it was funny, because it won't act right. Turn around that chick, cook the food with her.
Yeah.
I believe he's trying to pull off, but throw it up the sun.
Oh, it won't act right.
Oh,
it won't act right. It ain't worthwhile to use it, because it won't act right.
He bit my rooster, beat him to the bone. I told him better let my thing alone. Oh,
it won't act right.
Oh,
it won't act right. It ain't worthwhile to use it, because it won't act right.
He had a little bit of that bell. He had a rub up. He had a
thank you. dust tracery. Dirt cured, untrammeled, seemingly enameled, lacquered, literally knackered. Who buried this man?
Dirt-cured, untrammeled, seemingly enameled, lacquered, literally knackered. Who buried this man? That was David Grubbs, poet, musician and indeed punkademic godfather at work, from his new CD, The Plain Where the Palace Stood. That was Ornamental Hermit. And according the album The Respect It Deserves, we'll be playing a track from it every night this week. Thanks very much for all the tweets that are coming in. We finally heard from people who are prepared to talk to us about trains. Global Jukeboxer says our regular stunning 8-minute trip from Leland to St Ives, Cornwall. Actually, he doesn't actually mention any sounds. And Freya Go loves the risky ride of the Shoshaloza mail train in Swaziland. And actually, Finlay McIntyre says that Lake Junction is his soundtrack on his train ride home right at this very moment. Anyway, keep tweeting at BBC Radio 3. Email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. We'd like to hear about gigs. We'd like to hear about trains. And that's just tonight. And so to two musicians from the Far East whose partnership was born in their new adopted country, France. From Tokyo, Miyoko Miyazaki on Koto. From Shenyang in China, Gu Kan on Erhu. Together, they play Nen Nen Sui Sui. Thank you.
Thank you.
from the Pitt Rivers Museum's audio collection. That was Kinari Women from the village of Bari in Himachal Pradesh in the Western Himalayas. And Nick Allen, the sound recordist, is not sure whether the songs had titles or where they stand between compositions and folk songs. Kinari, though, he's sure is a Tibeto-Burman language. Now, all the tracks that I'll be playing this week from the Pitt Rivers Museum's audio collection are not available commercially, but Pitt Rivers have given us their blessing to play them. Thanks very much for that. And the digitisation of all their early formats of sound recordings means that everyone can listen to their unique field recording collection. So get stuck in at their website. Look for the Pitt Rivers Museum audio collection. And, before that, we had Colleen from her new album, The Weighing of the Heart, Breaking Up the Earth, inspired by Moondog, she says, and the canny notion of tuning her viola da gamba like a guitar. That is just about it for Late Junction tonight. But I'm going to leave you with nine or at least three types of industrial pollution by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention from Uncle Meat. Good night, and thanks for listening, and of course, tweeting.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm Nicola Christie, taking you back to last summer at the Royal Albert Hall once again for another sensational West Eastern Divan prom concert with Daniel Barenboim. Today we'll hear Beethoven's 7th and 8th symphonies, plus a work by Pierre Boulez. Let's start with Beethoven's 7, which the composer was heard saying at its Vienna premiere that he considered it one of his best works. Well, I would agree with him. It's certainly one of his most varied and fully realised creations. The second movement alone was such a hit that it received an encore. Here's the West Eastern Divan.
¶¶ Thank you.